Hi, Andrew Sullivan joining.
Hi, Andrew. Kim and Leo here. I think you're the first to join us.
Hello, hello everyone.
Hi.
So is that Terry or is it someone who's not in the chat?
So we have three participants on the call right now.
Hi, this is Jonathan. Carrie, are you on?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for carrying the torch through the weekend on this document. It is deeply appreciated.
You mean the past weekend?
Yes.
You haven't been paying attention then.
Needed to take five on that. So, Carrie, thank you for your help with the document.
You're welcome.
It's Leo here. Should we start the meeting now? It's 6 minutes past.
Yeah, I'd reckon we probably have quorum.
Shall I go through the roll call?
Yes, please.
Jotham?
Here.
Harold?
Here.
Andre? Eric Brown? Carrie?
Yes, here.
Nadia sent her apologies. Francisco? Giovanni sent his apologies. Will Shorter sent his apologies. Will Tan? Avery Doria? Edmond Chong? And then staff and consultants, Francisco, Kim.
Present.
Nicholas, Steve, Andrew.
I'm here.
And me. So that's Kim, Andrew, and me. And the actions from the previous meeting... Jotham to ask the group if it agrees the conclusions, and I think the executive summary was sent to the list. And Kim to review the recording, distill it, circulate with Jotham and Kerry before sharing it with the list. Did you do that?
Yes, I was a bit delayed in that. I was unwell later in last week, so unfortunately I only sent that on to Kerry on Sunday, so it has delayed Kerry's evaluation of it somewhat, but that is now done.
What, was I going to get a look at that, Kim?
Well, the action from the last meeting was that I was going to distill the recording and the other inputs, then circulate it with Andrew and Kerry first. Which I've done. I mean, I'm happy for the state of the art to be sent to you as well. So Kerry has the pen right now, so I'd ask Kerry to share that with you. What his latest version is.
Okay, here's the deal. I have gone through the text. The stylistic edit is done. I'm bleary eyed. And I am going to be revisiting it in terms of substance. However, there is no more latitude of time. The raw text needs to get to the translators by Friday. That's an entirely realizable deadline. The formatting detail has become nightmarish, and I'm going to suggest how we might resolve that. With some luck, we can also do that by Friday. But I do not regard this effort as having any remaining latitude for back and forth discussion. And what I am prepared to do, the way I proceeded, I'm putting it in, from taking it from that side, is I simply accepted all of the red line in the version of the document that I received from Kim and then proceeded to red line from that. There were no substantive issues that in any way deviate from what it was that we had previously baked into the thing. So as far as that goes, I don't think there is anything remaining to discuss. However, we do have the one substantive issue, which I haven't touched at this point, and that's the initial declaration of our results at the in the executive summary is now entirely... There's no obvious relationship between it and the concluding declaration of results. And those two statements need to be harmonized, obviously. And I'm going simply to permit myself, given that the members of this group seem to have accepted the executive summary, to see to it that the slightly more detailed declaration of our conclusions harmonizes fully with that, and that also obviates any need for substantive massaging of the text to justify the conclusions that we've come to, or at least to highlight how we got there. So what I'm going to be doing is asking Kim, as what I'm doing right now, is simply asking Kim, please to send me the graphic details that need to be integrated in the document. And I will take care of that, format the thing as format the thing in keeping with the way such documents are formatted in the ICANN repository, and then send everybody a copy of that. If there is bloody murder to be hollered and there is clear warrant for that hollering, I can then tweak the parent document, but we have to wrap this up by Friday. I will be able to circulate what I'm talking about probably with I can turn it around probably the day after or at least 2 days after. I'm getting little graphic snippets. If that's okay with Kim.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll get you the missing graphics by the end of today.
Okay, and then what I'm going to do is remove all of the invocation of word processor native formatting and have a document in which all of the topic headings are numbered and all of the footnotes are numbered in running text rather than, please ask your word processor to show you this as it sees fit. And then that will remain a doc file or an ODT file, but the distribution thing simply has to be a PDF. There's too much graphic detail, even with the block graphics that I'm assuming Kim has prepared or had prepared. And since the character table is nonetheless a key component of this, there is simply zero alternative. So we're editing an intricate text in using a flaky tool. So that flakiness has to be expunged from it. The translators will get their own version just of the block text. So they get the PDF showing them the formatting of it, and then the text in editable format that they can do with as they see fit. So if that sounds okay to everybody, then we can make the Friday deadline. I won't need a weekend.
Oh, that would be better for you, definitely. And is it possible to see the document in its current form?
Its current form is nightmarish. I received a DocX file from Kim. Andrew and I received the DocX file from Kim, and we proceeded to compare notes, and we literally couldn't because my word processing environment decided to realize the section headings literally, and Andrew's decided to do it numerically, which I believe was Kim's intention. So there's too much precarity in this, and I need to clean it up. I mean, I need to take this from its current word processor facility dependency, or shed it of its current word processor dependency, and then I'll send it out. So as soon as I have the stuff from Kim, during the course of tomorrow, I can forward exactly what you just asked for. We'd also reserved a meeting slot on Thursday for any final double or triple checking in the editorial team. We had said that the substantive participation of the experts here was wrapped up actually as of last week. So again, if we want to use the Thursday slot for a final write-off, I can have the thing distributed comfortably in advance of that.
Well, just not having any eyes on it. I'd have some available time to review it. I'd feel a lot more comfortable. Leo had asked me to submit the paper to the group formally once we have it. And so it's in a bit of a black box now with Kim sharing with you, but not me. So I don't know exactly what I'm submitting to the group entirely.
Well, at this point, nobody has seen my stylistic edits at this point other than myself. The only thing I can do is put concerns to rest about there being any substantive shortfall in the text that I received. So, it's editorial hand rather than substantive modification. That said, as soon as I get the graphic elements from Kim, which I can assume is going to happen during the remainder of his business day today, I can devote my business day tomorrow to freeing the thing from its application, from its word processor dependency, get it out to everybody. And if we want to reconvene on Thursday, then we can have the conversation that may still be a formal necessity, and any, how should we say, a chain of command writing off on this thing can be conducted.
Is it possible I could just see it in its draft form, even if it's just directed to me? So
I can barely see it in its draft form. this thing is, I'm sorry to anybody who may be listening to the MP3 of this, a fucking mess. And if Andrew is on the call, is he? No, he isn't. Okay.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Would you care just to confirm the fact that I'm not exaggerating the state of Doc X disarray this thing is in?
Certainly, as soon as we attempted to compare notes on the version that we both got, we ran into immediate problems having to do with pagination and heading numbers and so on. So, Carrie has the pen. I haven't seen anything in days. So as far as I know, the only person who got hold of that text is Carrie.
Well, I'm more interested in not in the form, but the function. Like, I want to see the text, not necessarily care about what page it's on or things like that, because, that would make me feel a lot more comfortable putting a bow on it at the end of the week or by our deadline.
Well, I mean, that's still entirely possible. The thing that I can do immediately is just resolve all the red line, because that's a part of the nightmare. And what you will get is the text as I believe it is fit for distribution, and if everybody agrees with that a judgment, then it can be distributed. What will be lost is the version trail, that you won't see who said what and then changed it to what and who changed it then to what after that, which is actually a pretty good way to look at a text in its final version anyway.
I actually think, this is Andrew again, I actually think that is the source of a lot of the trouble, because I've had similar problems with some of the other teams. Once the trail gets past a certain level, Word just freaks out and blows up and, makes a mess. So, I think that in this case, we're also trading back and forth with different tools, right? Because some people are using Word, some people are using OpenOffice, and some people are using LibreOffice. So we've got at least three conflicting interpretations of the open document format, one of which doesn't actually implement it. That makes me suspect that we're going to have interoperation problems. Someone insert here the obligatory nice thing about standards is there's so many to choose from. So one obvious answer is just to circulate a PDF of what you've got now, and then everybody could look at it at least and see what the text says.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be doing that now. I am literally snowblind at this point, and I want to read what I wrote myself by the clear light of morning, which means that everybody who is time zones to the east of me will be seeing it at the start of their business day Wednesday.
So you would be uncomfortable to sub, to circulate.
I'm not sending it out right now. I mean, I didn't start working on it until about 7:30 a.m. today. And at one point along the line, my implementation of LibreOffice decided that any command to save or save as meant to kill the process. Yes, indeed. So I ended up recovering it by downgrading from docx to doc, which didn't appear to have affected anything. But when I just did spell checking and things like that, I noted that in the midst of all of the red line, there were skipped spaces and unnoted syntactical and typing errors. So I'm not going to be working on it anymore, and I can assure everybody that the task of reading it were I to distribute it immediately would need to be duplicated, reading it when I had myself decided that, oh, brother, did that ever turn into a cat's breakfast? Here is a truly readable version. And that still means me turning the thing around about 36 hours after I started work on it, and I was figuring it was going to take me 3 or 4 days. So I would prefer applause to criticism at this point.
That's my intent. Golf clap, et cetera. Yeah. So, I'll say it again a third time. Thank you for taking the pen on this. And I reckon it's probably, quite a significant amount of investment of time and energy. So right now, the other perspective on that is that it's a little bit of black box for the other participants in the group.
It's a black box for all of the participants in the group, except I would call it a red box at this point. And again, cleaning that up.
Blood?
I'm the red line. I mean, I'm no fan of that particular methodology, and this exercise has left me less of a fan than I was at its outset. But again, notwithstanding, all you guys are eastwards of where I'm sitting, which means that you get to the office, you get to see the text out of its black box. And that also leaves us comfortably a working day or two's turnaround on any final tweaks that are deemed necessary.
Okay, so there's no convincing you to send it in its current form?
None.
We'll have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll watch for the document in the morning. And so it's not clear yet if we need to call tomorrow. It may just be that
Thursday.
Hours
now. Yeah. I would feel quite comfortable having that call because it's kind of nice when a group produces something that there's write-off on it. And the conclusions have been written off on as far as I'm concerned. Everybody who's sent apologies for the call has said that the executive summary is okay. And again, the only substantive thing that remains for me to do, and it does remain to be done, is to see to it that the more detailed exposition of the results at the end of the document is correctly reflected by the introductory shorter form statement of them.
Yeah. Well, so the only comment that I have, and Carrie, I fear it may sound critical of your writing style, and I don't intend that to be the case, but you use huge words. The kind you have to pay 50 cents or a dollar for in the dictionary. You have to get the thick dictionary. And I had hoped, I guess, as a deliverable for our product, that we would use what I'd call NASCAR terms.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Jothan. Kim, if you could please send Jothan a copy of the text that you sent to Andrew and myself.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, fine. You read that. And then initiate the discussion you're initiating right now.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
I'm as hard pressed as anybody to write other than in the manner that I write. And if that is not adequate in the present context, that's absolutely okay. No offense.
Not at
taken.
All. Yeah. So yeah. I fear I articulated that in a way that may have come across critical. I don't mean that at all.
I'm not taking it critically. Jothan,
okay.
Understand that there are various registers in writing and that one may be more or less appropriate in a given context than another. The thing is that I have undertaken Having been told that I was not going to be asked to undertake, I have nonetheless undertaken to see to it that this group did not fail to deliver anything, an editorial assignment. Fine, gladly done. But it is utterly, it's just not realistic to expect me then to conduct that in a manner other than the way I perform such work.
I completely appreciate that. You know, it's not lost on me. I am grateful. And thank you for stepping up. You know, again, that went a different direction than I had expected to. I just had hoped that we make sure that it's clear to the reader of whatever aptitude.
Again, you take a look at the base document. You take a look at the document as it was. Okay. And then you can tell me if you believe that that is appropriate to the audience to which it's targeted, and I can assure you, as you will see tomorrow, that the stylistic editing doesn't alter the basic tenor of the document. And it's what any copy editor would do.
Yeah, I'm totally comfortable with that. And again, this is, let's call that part of that conversation to a close, because I fear it came across differently than I'd intended, which was just, once I think I see this, I think I'll be a lot more comfortable. And I agree with all the premises and everything, and I'll put that in writing. So thank you, Carrie. Okay, so the next steps. We will have a call on Thursday. Carrie has the pen.
Well, I'm not sure it's settled that we'll have a call on Thursday. It was reserved as a possibility in case it was necessary. I'm not sure, based on the call so far, if it's clear whether we will have something to discuss at such a meeting.
What degree of formality attaches to the other study groups? I mean, how are they signing off on their reports? I'm assuming there is no dictated formal procedure here, but we don't want to be egregious in the way we address that component of our assignment.
Perhaps Andrew has some comments, but I don't think with any more formality than what we've been doing.
Okay. Well, in that case, the text goes out tomorrow morning, and if you haven't gotten around to sending me the graphic snippets, I'll just leave the markers in place, and we can stick them in later. And again, we have a day or two for further editorial tweaking. But again, the basic approach to the editorial assignment, as long as it's mine, is going to be my approach to that assignment. There is no other way I can do it, or anybody else might be. And I'm assuming that there's just absolutely not a glimmer of a hope that someone else might step up and do the whole thing. So you'll all see the text as you enter your offices tomorrow, with the exception of Harold. Is Harold on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you basically happy with it? I mean, you're also one of the how should we say it, the clearest articulators of interest in the conclusions we come to.
I hope you found the other small changes I did to the text, not just the one up front.
Oh, I'm assuming that that the version I had incorporated all of the previous editorial suggestions. If that's not true, then I'm going to need to revisit it.
They were done in change mode, so they should be incorporated. Given the troubles you had with change mode, I would not be surprised if your editor has lost some. I know I did. but we can just assume you got them all.
Okay, I mean it doesn't need to be a problem. So what this then turns into is that those of you who submitted editorial suggestions who do not find them reflected in the version that I'll be distributing tomorrow need to know that I haven't touched that kind of stuff. So you'll need to resubmit to me in the context that is dictated by the non-redline version, what it is that you think still needs to be inserted or modified. So you'll need to read the sections on which you previously commented with an extra degree of attention.
It'll do.
Okay.
Thank you. And Kim, I have the document now that you distributed to Andrew and Carrie. Thank you. I see Harold got it also as well. So I appreciate having a set of eyeballs on it. Thank you. Okay. I would like to push that we do have a call on Thursday. Just so that we can talk through the last pieces of this, and then that'll be our final call of the group. And it may very well be on list that we decide that we're good, we don't need anything more. It seems like we're getting more and more feedback in support of the conclusions. If the document essentially supports the conclusions in the executive summary, then let's spend the next 48 hours, give or take 45 hours, figuring out if we need that call, but let's keep it there if we could, so that we can have any final editorial discussions to make sure that some of those edits that have been submitted do make it in.
I don't think I can make Thursday, but we'll do it on email. I'll contribute on email if I feel the need to contribute.
Okay. Well, Carrie, look, I'm very thankful for all of your hard work on getting this document done. I don't know if words express it. I really do appreciate it. What I appreciate more is that you and Harold will be on the next leg of this to help carry forth the intent of what this document was to contribute, because you'll be able to help craft whatever final product of the IDN efforts that are underway will bring the collective wisdom, and I hope it's the collective wisdom of the group that carries forward with the both of you. So I'm as grateful as I am for your help on this document, I'm also deeply grateful that you and Harold will be present.
Now, the problem with Harold is he uses this florid vocabulary that keeps getting in the way of the message.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
I'll buy your dictionary, okay.
Yeah, it'll be a Latter-day Nordic conquest.
Well, what I fear is I may not make it to Dakar to buy a round for the participants on this. So it's my hope that somebody picks up a round, and I definitely will make sure that I put some money towards that. If I can't be there in presence, I'll be there in spirit. Thank you. So next steps on this call? It seems like we've covered. Yeah, exactly. So Carrie, thanks again. We'll watch for a document in the inbox in the morning for the group, and then if we need the call, then we have the call in 2 days' time.
Okay,
I'd like to thank everybody who participated in this call, and we will watch for the document, and I will talk to you 9 a.m. Pacific, I think it's 5 p.m. Eastern, or whatever.
And before we break, Kim, what do you think the turnaround time will be on the little graphic elements?
Today,
okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to set this thing aside until my own morning, and I assume that I'll have all of that just waiting for me when to get started.
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay,
thanks, everyone.
Bye, folks.
Cheers.
Bye.
Left.
Sorry, I need to interrupt you guys. Just a quick question. If I leave the Hangout, I started it, will I shut it down for everybody else?
No, I don't think so.
Because I mean, I have another meeting. Okay. Sorry, but I'll try to restart it if it goes.
I don't think it works that way. I thought you were okay. And we seem to be.
Well, hello, everyone. Just got out of my previous call.
We're just discussing congestion control.
Great. That's what I wanted to hear you pontificate about. Or what the hell are we doing next?
I'm afraid we'd have to replay the last, 5 minutes.
Only 5? That's possible.
Maybe more, 10. I'll give you the 10-second summary. I've been writing up some stuff in preparation for this. Ooh, echo. I say suspect you're echoing. With about a 3-second delay. That's cute. I've written up some stuff that basically details out the general overall requirements and goals and a first cut of an idea of how to deal with it. It's fairly straightforward based on the stuff that you had put in that draft, but done across the media streams. We need to figure out, and Justin was saying, you guys have been talking about also how to indicate to the other side what's going on with congestion control and bandwidth. And there are a couple options there, sending a bandwidth, sending, some encrypted data to the, delay line and jitter character and loss characteristics and letting the sender decide how to adjust. There are options there. And we're discussing the data channels and the primary candidate for the data channel stuff is currently SCTP running over DCLS. That has built-in congestion control. We're also the authors of the BSD implementation and the SCTP over EDP draft and so forth tell us that that congestion control algorithm is in some manner pluggable and changeable. So it can be, we can tweak it if that helps us.
That's
a summary.
Has anyone suggested the SFTP implementation yet?
I think that was a pretty good coverage.
Okay. Badly out of sync. Interesting.
So has anyone suggested an SFTP implementation yet?
No.
Yeah, connected over a tethered 3G connection, so.
I guess it's impressive then that it works. Harold, did that cover your questions?
That looks fine. Has anyone suggested that an SCTP implementation people can play with yet?
The authors of that draft, also the authors, I believe, of the BSD implementation, and they say that is actually extractable and runnable in user space. Cullen and I have been pinging them to say, okay, if it is, please tell us how to do it, and we'll give it a try. And I don't have an answer yet, but I hope to soon. I'll ping them again today, actually.
So when are you going to share the draft?
I was actually going to try to. I was hoping to try to get it out to this first. I wouldn't call it. It's not a draft in the formal sense, but the first thing with detailing out the ideas. I was hoping to get it out today. I'm busy fighting build system issues with importing WebRTC, which we were talking about earlier. Um, but I'll try to, I think I've got something I can share around because we need to get the discussion going, and I think it's a good starting point. So.
Cool. Very cool.
And I think, as I think I mentioned on the list yesterday, I think the end result when we were talking, or over the weekend when we were talking about switching between networks and IP addresses and bandwidths, that I think it may actually produce better results than the per stream stuff, and have a slightly faster pickup on large bandwidth changes like, you know, a network change or a sudden big flow starting.
I mean, the other thing that it does is that it allows the actual, instead of having, you know, somebody make choices of the receiver of the stream on a per-stream basis, it can feed the information back to the sender of the stream, and the sender can then, based on its knowledge of what it wants to do, make more intelligent decisions across the entirety of the stream.
And that was one of my main goals, was to allow the JavaScript application to have the option of making choices about where it wants to send the bits. It doesn't have to. We can do it automatically for it if it doesn't want to, and some, you know, simple users won't. But the more complex applications, especially conferencing type ones, or things, anything where they have multiple video streams, multiple audio streams, may well want to make choices as to who gets the extra bits and who gets lost when you lose.
Absolutely. Like in this particular application that we're using right now.
Yeah, I can see the use there. So.
Good.
Okay, and actually, if anyone has a suggestion as to an interface, a JavaScript interface for that, I'm all ears, because that's not my specialty, the JavaScript side. I can't work there, but it's not my specialty. I can also pull in some of the people who are a little more JavaScript aware and used to the conventions there than I, like an aunt or whoever. But I'm all ears on options on that side.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things we would want. And one of them is just the idea of being able to specify a priority on a first stream basis. This can be even done in application messaging, so that they don't necessarily have to be standardized, although at the end, obviously, it needs to transform into something that can be pushed into the peer connection implementation to guide what actually happens with this. And another interesting data, input to this, in addition to priority, would even be just the nature of how, what's the display size of this particular video stream. So, sending the stream from many other positions also if it knows this information.
I think we talked early on about that, about whether there was a discussion over whether or not it would be useful for the sender to know that the receiver has resized the window and so forth, and my opinion was very strongly yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So.
It doesn't have to do anything with it, but if it does, it can do smart things.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. In almost all cases, if it knows the destination resolution, you can do things better if it doesn't know it. So.
Right. I mean, the only downside is that you don't want it to get into a case where, like, it needs to change resolution frequently and then generate new keyframes each time, because that causes a dumb set of problems. But,
you need some hysteresis on changes of resolution and the like. That's no big deal. I back at WorldGate, we actually ran about, I guess, half a dozen different resolutions, if not more, depending on bandwidth, and switched on between them on the fly. And pretty much it was invisible to the user.
Interesting.
Okay, what else? What else is of interest at the moment?
We talked a little a week ago or so about, since we're trying to come up with this system that's going to be interoperable across browsers, what can we do between our respective teams to
try to make sure that what we develop at least works between our browsers, given that we're on fairly friendly terms. I think you were going to go talk to Chris Blizzard and see what his opinion was on some of this. But,
you're right, I was, and I haven't. Apologies on that. It's been kind of busy. But I'll take that as an action item to do today. I do think we want to try to make sure, as an ongoing thing, I think we're going to want to try to make sure we don't diverge in terms of compatibility. And right now, one thing that certainly will help set up the net. So you may or may not have been on when I talked about this. I set up the scripts for pulling the WebRTC code automatically into our, or you know, largely automatically into our repositories, and merging our changes into it, so that we can track your work there closely. Of course, that's only one side of it. That doesn't necessarily cover the JavaScript side and so forth. And that's where we have to make sure we stay compatible there too. So
when you say WebRTC code, are you talking about, you know, our peer connection implementation, or are you talking about the low-level voice and video engine implementation?
Well, right now it's pulling the whole shebang in, but we'll probably get pared down some. You know, we have our own libvpx, for example, and that type of thing. And you know, I know Rock's working on the media stream code. But for the moment, we're just pulling the whole thing in. And we'll just, you know, we'll pair anything we have internally or want to use our own implementation of, we'll pair out. But we're starting from that base.
Okay. That's good.
And actually, I'm looking at making an alternate back end to make that pie. To generate R.
that might help. It's interesting that you can't get your own echo. The mic icon jumping up and down when you're not speaking is kind of a hint. So another thing we want to do when we get further along is make sure that we have a reasonable test battery around the JavaScript. I mean, I don't know how you run JavaScript tests, and the answer for how you run JavaScript tests at Google seems to be painfully.
Yeah. So I was a bit proud last week when I managed to write a shell script that pulled up a browser and fired up two JavaScript tags with that were talking video to each other. And so, yeah. So, yep. When you... Yep. So once you have it working, we share. Yeah, Justin, you have some experience there. Well, that means it's now a good test. I mean, a good test for the text when you're doing regression. I mean, what we discover with automated tests is basically when something that won't work stops working. Like if the sound doesn't arrive or the picture turns upside down or something. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Men klokka 7 forsvant, så ikke var 8, eller jeg fortsatte, så var det en ny klokka 9. Nå må jeg ringe hjemme da før.
Thank you.